Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Justin Matabike met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 9 meeting with Seattle.
I'm asking you to put me down with something about the work you put in offseason kind of setting you up for this year. I'm just curious, do you feel that way, and did you do anything different with your approach in the offseason?
Yeah, I feel that way. Just, you know, in the offseason, I just want to make sure I get better than the year prior. And the thing I did different was just really tune in with just, like, pass rush moves and just find ways to get better with conditioning and stuff like that. So those are things I felt like last year I lacked, and I want to definitely get better this year. So,
Are you more confident using certain moves in games than you have been before? Because, I mean, you're showing a variety of different things.
Yeah, I feel like as I practice and I get confident doing it against my teammates, I feel like I can get more confident in the game. I just pull it out and usually work. So I try to time it up good too. Yeah.
Justin, talking about confidence, I mean, like, overall confidence, is that something you can quantify? Like, you know, having a career year like you are right now, I mean, the amount of confidence you're playing with and what that kind of translates to when you get on the field. How do you quantify that?
Quantify? What does that mean? That's a big word. I mean, like, smart guy. Smart guy.
Not really. just, I mean, like, how much confidence you're playing with right now.
Yeah.
Can you kind of describe that and kind of how much that helps you on the field?
Yeah, I'll just say just listening to Coach, like, Chuck, Weave, and just in terms of, like, run, play, action, pass, and stuff like that. Just the little things that they tell us to do. I just, like, try to practice it, and on film we watch out the practice is over, and I'm like, yeah, that looks good. I'm gonna play it like that in the game. So just, like, taking it one day at a time, and just executing those moves over and over and over, and just not get tired of doing it. I feel like it translates to the game. So,
Justin, you talked about your coaches, Weave and Chuck, and how they helped you. After your sack, you kind of pointed over to the sidelines. I'm curious, you know, what was behind that and.
Everybody keeps asking me that, but I'm going to just say, like, I point to, like, the fans and stuff like that, and just to be like, hey, like, I'm here, you know what I'm saying? So, that's just my little thing. I don't know, I might switch it up, but this is kind of what I do, so.
Justin, do you ever keep track of stuff going on at the trade deadline and to have a trade deadline pass where, you know, we were talking to John the other day and said, you really like our guys, you really like our roster. Does that feel like an endorsement to the guys who have been here getting this team to a 6-2 record?
I don't really pay attention to the trade deadlines and stuff like that. You know, when you hear, like, a blockbuster trade or something like that, like, the Commanders got Chase and Sweat out of there, or, like, stuff like that I hear about, but I don't really pay too much attention to it. It's just when it's, like, a breaking news or something, or, like, a shocking trade, that's when I hear about it, to be honest with you, so.
Do you feel like there's any sense of that in the locker room? Or did you guys, something guys talk about, or is it just sort of when it happens, it happens?
Just when it happens, it happens. I don't talk about it. So, yeah.
Justin, when you look at the season you're having, do you see how that has helped Michael Pierce and vice versa? And he's having the game he's having that helped you as well?
Yeah, I feel like we help each other, you know, just being in terms on the same page on pass rush games, who's the middle push guy away from the back and stuff like that. Just communicating, just keep talking, keep practicing in practice, believing each other. Just having confidence in each other and, you know, loving on each other. Like, we go out to go eat together, just building that chemistry strong so we can, like, trust each other when it comes to game day, so.
Are you guys doing more stunts than you've done in the past?
Same with Sam?
Are you doing more stunts than you've done in the past?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Do you feel like Travis Jones is having a little bit of an under-the-radar breakout as well this year?
He's been balling. You notice that, right? Yeah. And I told him, I was like, when you balling, bro, like, everybody's going to ball. Everybody's going to eat because you're just a young guy that's just super strong, super fast, super quick. And, like, when you bring that out every day, become your best self every game, like, you just help this defense so much more, bro. Like, you don't know how much power you have. That's why I tell him.
Justin, what's been made about your draft class, and especially the guys on defense coming through their own this year? As far as that goes, how important is experience? I mean, it's kind of a simple question, but how much has that mattered for you going from year one to year two, year three?
Yeah, it's very important. Just having a, I would say, like, knowing kind of what to expect, you know what I'm saying, and just growing as a player, as a person, and just the league, and just seeing guys before you and how they did, asking them questions. You know, you develop yourself and you develop young guys that want to learn, are willing to learn and willing to apply it. So that's just what I take from that.
Just along those lines, is there anything you think the Ravens do to help foster that development over time?
I think they bring in vets that know what they're doing and they're good guys, and it kind of brings like the younger guys to understanding with them and just wanting to learn from them and get better, I would say. Yeah.
So defense is, I mean, just some of the numbers you guys are putting up at the halfway point are historically good. Is there any in particular you take pride in, whether it's points per game, yards per play, that kind of, you guys are at the top?
That's a good question. I think all of it, really, all of it matters. So I would say we take pride in all of it. You know, obviously stopping the run so we can make it one-dimensional and then getting out there in the pass rush game, but all of it important.
Justin, is there like a humility required of your guys' pass rush group for getting you to just be a guy willing to drop on third and long or whatever?
Yeah.
To kind of be that middle hook guy, do you know that it's going to get someone like Mollett or Queen Free? I mean, what kind of approach does that require of a defensive pass rush group?
No, the approach is just execute the game plan. Just execute the play. You know, don't be selfish, you know what I'm saying? Be selfless, you know what I mean? Be able to put your teammates in position to make plays, and that's what we do. So, I mean, Mike's going to put us in position to, like, rush a passer too, so you have to put that into perspective as well. So you just have to execute the game plan and just trust your teammates. So.
All good. Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yep.